This is Jack Vaughn for theserviceside.net. Today we are speaking with Brad Abrams, Group Program Manager for the ASP.NET team at Microsoft. What we're talking about is patterns for successful ASP.NET AJAX design. This is happening in two parts. In the first part, Brad will discuss simple migration. In a subsequent podcast, he will talk about client-server trade-offs for AJAX, as well as some other matters. This podcast was recorded in February 2007. Brad has been out and about in the field dealing with developers that are dealing with AJAX. It's a game-changing technology. It's one that is helping to create more interactive internet applications. And our first question for Brad is, what works where?
Yeah, thanks. As we've gone out and talked to a bunch of customers, I think we're right at the cusp of this AJAX set of techniques and programming style becoming mainstream. Up to this point, most of the AJAX apps have been very, very bleeding edge kinds of experiences where you can throw many, many dev resources at it to get it done. And I think what's happening now is the marketplace is maturing to the point where you can build very differentiated apps, rich apps, without having to kind of rebuild an entire AJAX framework, which is what a lot of the early sites had to do. And I think that works out pretty well, too, because at roughly the same time, we're also seeing users expect a lot more out of websites. Before, users used to be just, they kind of understood it was a web page, they're fine with the whole page flicker and that kind of refresh.
Right.
And just a slightly degraded user experience, but now we're seeing users demanding the user experience really going up, and luckily that's happening at the same time we have solutions like ASP AJAX that allow you to build these kind of great user experiences without in a very incremental way, without throwing away a lot of your code. So sort of the first place I see that, when I talk to a lot of customers, a lot of them tell me that they have an existing site, they have an existing ASP.NET site, and they just want to have a better user experience, to not do these page refreshes that blink the entire page. They want the app to feel more responsive, and they want, in particular, they want an immediate user response. So as soon as the end user clicks that submit button or that order button or whatever, they want a response that indicates to the user that something's happening, that the transaction's being processed or whatnot. And I think we have a great solution for that with ASP AJAX. It's really designed to be an integral part of ASP.NET, and it's designed to take existing ASP.NET solutions and make them very easy to AJAX enable.
How does that work out in practice?
The way it works is we have this control called update panel.
Right.
And the way update panel works is it's an ASP.NET server-side control that's very familiar, that people would be very familiar with. And you put that on your page, and it's got a content template in it, and you put a segment of your page, say a data grid and a set of controls for navigating through the data grid, in that content template. And then what happens is instead of being a full page, whenever there's an event there, instead of being a full page refresh, what it does is it channels that over the XML HTTP pipeline, just like all other AJAX calls, goes back to the server. The server runs through its full page lifecycle, and then we grab just the diff, just the part of the HTML page that changed, and bring it back and update that right in line. And so what it feels to the user that you've done is that it feels like you've rewritten the app to be client-side, when really all you've done is just indicate segments of the page need to use update panel.
Okay.
And in terms of like real world, what we're seeing is that for pages that use many of the intrinsic ASP.NET controls, it works right out of the box. And even with complex CSS and styling, lots of control, several update panels on the page, all of that works just fine. Where we're seeing more, where we're seeing some kind of people run into issues is where they have some third-party controls that themselves do some client-side JavaScript, so maybe they've bought some controls. And many of those controls need to get a very small update so that they know about update panels. So it's not a rewrite of those controls at all. It's just a different way for those controls to register their JavaScript. So we're working closely with the control vendors, and many of the control vendors do have new controls out there. But if there's controls that a corporation wrote themselves, they might have to look into that.
Okay. So that sort of business as usual pattern, and the server is king. And is there a next step or a mid-ground sort of, I guess, say, getting into Ajax on the client side, whole hog? Is there something you're seeing?
Well, yeah, I think that the advantage of that model is that you can go with some fairly minimal server-side work, and what gets spit out on the client is some client-side JavaScript that's doing fairly complex work, but you didn't have to become a JavaScript expert to go do that. But as you mentioned, there are some apps that might need more kind of visual richness than you can do with just simple update panel. So you might want to move even some of the processing down to the client side. And so one step down that path is still with the majority of your page server side, just replacing a handful of the controls, maybe a navigation control or a menu control or kind of a accordion control, and replacing that with a version of the control that's written to be very Ajax aware.
Okay.
And it essentially emits the client-side JavaScript code, but the programming model that you use is still a server-side programming model. You do data binding on the server. It integrates with all the other server controls. And we found that to be a really cool way to kind of give even the next level of richness that some applications are going to need. We have this Ajax control toolkit that it's got like 30 or some controls out there that all use this model. And I've been impressed with how much you can do, how rich an Ajax app you can write without writing any client-side JavaScript code.
Well, that's actually the question I had. Is at this point you still can stay out of the JavaScript?
Right, exactly. So it still stays out of the JavaScript model. And then there's a slight extension that you could imagine there might be a control you need that's not written yet. So you could have one person from your dev team go become a JavaScript expert and then encapsulate their work in these server-side controls. And that's a pretty powerful metaphor to do even very custom things.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on for this session and continue with a discussion of more client-centric type of Ajax development for ASP.NET developers. I did want to ask you a question, as you have always been known for your understanding of frameworks.
Mm-hmm.
What you've described heretofore, is it fair to say you're working with whatever framework that you have already?
Yeah. So the advantage of the model I just talked about is you use the full power of the .NET framework and ASP.NET that, you know, developers, we have a huge penetration of, developers have a lot of knowledge of, they figured out how to use the framework, there's great, great tool support for it, and you have the full richness of the .NET framework on the server.
Okay, and then let's take a pause.